Have you ever thought of recording your own podcast? Well, now with Anchor, you can go ahead and create your podcast for free with Anchor. And the most easiest way to do it, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right on your phone or computer. Best of all, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hello guys. Before we get on to today's episode, I wanted to talk a bit about Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield is one of the best VPN services to protect your privacy wherever you're in your desktop, laptop, or your mobile phone, traveling abroad, somewhere in the world. Here in the digital world, we are always never aware what will happen to us in our data getting exposed out in the real world. But with Virtual Shield, you are always in good hands. The Virtual Shield has been a gift of good and has been a lifesaver whenever I've been traveling around domestically or even internationally. And it's always going to be in good hands whenever you are inside of a hotel, airport, or a coffee shop, for instance. And whenever you are in a open hotspot out like that, you will always going to be at risk of hackers and people that will be snooping on your devices. Please, never go out without privacy and security again, period. Virtual Shield is available on all major platforms and operating systems. For instance, Windows, Apple, Macs, and if you're traveling on the go on your mobile phone, for instance, if you have an iPhone or an Android on the go, Virtual Shield has an app for that too. Virtual Shield has you covered. What are you waiting for right now too? Now is a good time to get it. And whenever you are traveling, this will be a lifesaver for you for many, many days to come. Virtual Shield affiliate link down in the description below. Hello guys, welcome to episode 92 of the Leon LeGray podcast. So this episode, this is going to be my first tech rant ever in a while right here. So definitely want to go ahead and do something that's a little bit different than doing the normal and usual news, which to me, I never bring up. I never wanted to make this podcast into a health podcast, which this is not the original intention, which a couple days ago, I've been going through the news on Corona for some time now. And which I've hoped that the situation gets better in the future, not the worse. And I know a lot of people have pulling it out that the situation is going to get much worse and worse and worse. But I hope it doesn't. I truly hope this situation doesn't get worse, where a lot of people say. And I hope this situation does get better over the summer, because now we're going to be exiting the winter season, now entering the spring pretty soon at this point. So if you guys want to go ahead and find out more about health news like this, and especially the Corona, I will keep it up to date and find out what the hell's going on each and every week and things around the corner, because definitely when it comes to health concerns, it definitely affects the world economy, and especially with tech factories, especially like with Foxconn, Ericsson, and all these companies that are getting affected, and these poor people that are getting hit really badly over with the virus. And I do hope this situation, like I said, gets better, and hopefully they can find a cure for that pretty soon, because now it's hopping into country after country after country. So this recording, it's going to be a rant and a story I've heard today from a friend of mine too. My first initial rant on a company, and my first company I've done a rant for a while is Apple. So as you can see in the title right there too, and for anyone that is listening to us will know that I'm not a big fan of Apple, and Apple has I had no love for the Apple iPhones. Ever will I have any of the love for Apple? Never will. So first rant ever. I hope you guys enjoy it, and if you want to hear more rants about it, love to hear your takes on the Anchor voice notes. So with that said, enjoy. Last thing I want to just go mention too before I play on to the show, I just want to give you a warning. This podcast will contain some strong languages. If you have kids in your room, I advise you to move into another quarter of your room to listen to this episode or privately on your own. And this episode will contain strong opinions about the company I will be presenting on this episode as well. So note, these opinions are only imposed and solely expressed towards by me and no one else's. So no offense to anyone listening on this, but this is just an expression of what I have to say on today's episode of the Apple situation and Apple settlement. Enjoy.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Leon LeGray Podcast. Thanks for listening and welcome aboard. Woo. So today we're going to go ahead and get to talk about a brand new story that came across the internet, and which actually came to me from a friend of mine, and that came brought this news to my attention. So this came out March 2nd, which was yesterday. A big headline from Apple, which it's been all over they're pretty much the tech world. About the Apple settlement that which actually came up around 2017. So yeah, so it's been a while. It's this settlement has been around this long, and I cannot believe how much this is blowing up on Apple already, and the fact that Apple is screwed as a company. And my God, it's really going down the tanks. As far as a company that promised to be as customer service friendly, and the fact that, you know, here we've been hearing news about how Apple has one of the best securities, which is true, they have one of the best securities, which is great, but then you talk about their hardware, and also the fact that the hardware is great. It is great, but then also you had people actually found out about this, and I believe a group of people actually collaborated on through Reddit, if I'm not mistaken. So it all started up in Reddit a few years ago, and this group actually discussed this online about how they were being so screwed and the battery didn't last so long, and I've even talked about the battery life even itself as well, talking about how Apple has screwed its customers up with the iOS update 10.2.1, which that's how it all started for so many iPhone users or iOS users. Man, I've had to say I've only owned one Apple device through all. Well, actually, let me take that back. I would be lying if I said that. In fact, I have actually owned two Apple devices. The iPod Shuffle, the iPhone 5S, and actually, there was a third one. I'll take that back. Three, which actually I went ahead and purchased the iPod Classic, which were really good devices. So, didn't have any issues whatsoever. Even the Steve Jobs era of things, and now the iPod Air is long gone, but then now we've had the iPhone, with the iPhone being such a huge thing with the iPhone world and everything else too. Apple can definitely take advantage with everyone using the Wi-Fi and the 4G LTE, what they're using onto their phones now. And even the news that Apple's has screwed them up because of 10.2.5, which that upgrade itself actually screwed up its customer base. And I especially talked about this with a friend of mine earlier that day, and we were talking about how he said earlier to me that so Apple he mentioned about Apple agreed to settle up to 5 million from lawsuit alleged it throttling older phones, which by the way, the older phones that I'm talking about, which is the phones I'm referring to, is Apple 6, 6S, 7, and 7S, I believe. And what else I forgot to, oh, the SE. I forgot to name that one too. So which the F, for those of you that don't know, the SE is an older model, which is shaped like in a 5S, which is the Apple 5S, which is a very sleek for its time, however, too. And however, I can see why Apple brought up the old and smaller phone, probably with a much more upgraded version, because I know a lot of people are into the smaller phone size, which I myself liked it when I had the 5S at the time. But now I look back on it too, I never cared for the Apple, and for me, actually, even the code name should be changed. Actually, ironically, it should be just be called Crapple at this point. I mean, which is really what it is, because yes, people can go ahead and knock me down and say that, oh, I'm an Apple hater. I'm not a complete Apple hater, not completely, but I find it really repugnant how, for a company like Apple, they should really have to screw their user base. I mean, I think that's really, really wrong to see that. Look, when it comes to apples and oranges or apples and androids, there's no great comparison which is better. I let people decide on their own what they think about the tech and what they want to do for their own purchasing power. I've had the Android from the very start, the HTC G1 when Google came out off the scenes with their very first Android device built from HTC. I liked it then. Very, 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 very revolutionary phone at the time. But then things changed. Of course, then I said, man, I wanted to go ahead and jump onto the Apple platform. Yeah, I knew it was a closed platform compared to Google, and I could definitely get that because, however, the apps, there were so many apps available on the Apple App Store at the time that I wanted to switch onto it because there was nothing I could see that was available for me. So, yeah. So, clearly, in its own, I always found the Apple to be a little bit ahead of Android when it comes to it, too. But then I look at it now. It's not really the case anymore because now you can get a cheap phone like an Android phone and you can go to eBay and pay about 50 to 80 something bucks for a low to mid-range phone, which is okay for anyone that's not using it for a high-end for anything high-end. Now you look at the details and the fact that their devices is not as premium as you think, and we are going to go ahead and get on with the Apple agreement to settlement of up to 5 million from a lawsuit alleging it throttled older phones, which, however, my friend that I've spoke with today that he owns a iPhone SE, and I can tell that he is going to be looking forward to getting his 25 bucks from Apple. So let's see how the case goes, but I'm going to go ahead and find that out later on how people can settle that as well. And TC goes on further. Apple Incorporated has agreed to pay a settlement of up to 5 million following a lawsuit, according to company of intentionally slowing down the performance of older phones to encourage customers to buy newer models or fresh batteries. Even I myself, let me just go and stop right here. I myself will say is this, that I've had my own issues with iPhone 6 at the time, because I've replaced a customer's battery at one point, and you wouldn't believe the story if I were to have said this too. But I know for one is that I would never, ever since I replaced one of the batteries from a customer, one of the customer's iPhone, the hardware looked fine and everything, but then you look at the phone itself, it looked like it was going to balloon or pop or whatever, right? But what I found out, what ballooned was the battery off the sixes. And if I've not had replaced the battery from the iPhone 6 or 6S from that lady at the time, that I could tell you that phone, that battery would have exploded right in her face. It would not be pretty whatsoever too. Thank God I've saved this lady's life when I did. And for real, and this is something that tells me a lot about Apple right now. And a lot of listeners out there listening to the podcast will know that their hardware, sure, it does come from China. It is built from China, and not all of it is trash in China. That I get that. But my God, I have to rant about this real quick, because the way you read off the article, it's to encourage you. Here is a company that's encouraged customers to buy newer models or fresh batteries, which meaning that the consumer has to go out and buy fresh batteries when the iPhone is like what, under 3 months old, and then the phone itself starts to have battery issues, that's something I don't get too. And then later down the road, when Apple decided to go, hey, after the iPhone 8, they're going to go ahead and jack up the price on the phones for iPhone 10. And you figured, oh, well, I wonder what's so nice about the iPhone 10 now, right? Then now I see the way it is. And holy shit. When I found out the price tag of $1,000, I was just like, nope, fuck this shit. I cannot even put myself into buying $1,000 on a phone, which is a ridiculous amount of money. And the $1,000 price tag reminds me of the first time when Apple released its computer. It's like an Apple computer, a fresh new Apple computer in the market. Like, this is like a price of an Apple II, the iMac, or a computer. That's a computer price right there, not a phone price. I mean, what the hell? You're talking about an expensive device. It's like going out and buying I'm going to put this right here too, just for as an example, or as an analogy. Like, it's like buying a computer for the first time, and within that month, and then you notice there's an issue within 2 to 3 months down the road, and then it's going to burn right in your desk, right? No computer does that in a short amount of time, right? But then you find out there's the iPhone 6 or 6S and starts to have issues because the battery, then there's a huge problem right there. That tells you that Apple is not the most fanciest golf club on the block right there. That's pretty much put this analogy right there too. It's not the most fanciest golf club on the block. Instead, it's just the dirtiest shoe in the block, basically. And you know that it's just so stingy underneath. It's something, it's to be, it's hard to describe it because the hell you're gonna sell a battery, a phone that the battery's gonna not last this long. This w problem should have had been a not been an issue whatsoever if it hasn't been. Well, again, this is awful on its own, for the fact that people are buying ridiculous amounts of money for a product that you purchased, and the fact that you are buying a good quality item such as the iPhone. And that's what makes me so disappointed about Apple on it too. Don't get me wrong, I love the 5S. The 5S has nothing to do with Apple, but I think the 5S was one of the last and greatest iPhones coming out, for even after the Tim Cook error. But when you look at the Tim Cook error right after 2013, you just see that the leadership on Tim Cook is so, oh gosh, it's still so bland and so nauseous too. And even I have to give Steve Jobs, hey, Steve Jobs wasn't bright right there too, but you definitely knew that where his vision lied on the company. And he at least he didn't just go ahead and fucked up things right off the bat, because if he saw a problem, he turned things around. That's what Apple was about. And if there was an issue, then he would get that address. Unlike Tim Cook and the current Apple we see today, it's just nothing but greed. And unfortunately, we're never going to see the leadership of what we've seen the leadership on Steve Jobs. And he was a tough ass nails son of a bitch. And not saying that everybody has to go out and become the toughest guy on the block in order to run a company, but he knew what he was doing. And if he seen a problem, he did throw a fit throughout his younger years. But then when he came back to the company, he knew how to get things right, done right, basically. And this is what I find so bad about the whole settlement coming in, even after three, the yeah, almost 4 years later. So talking about awful, awful loss that they have to go through. So now I have gone through this ramble right here. So now continue on, which in the TechCrunch article, reading on forward, the preliminary proposed class action lawsuit was disclosed Friday night and would see Apple pay consumers $25 per phone, as reported by Reuters. Any settlement needs to be approved by U.S. District Judge Edward Davila, who oversees the base brought in San Jose, California. For consumers, the $25 payout may seem a little low, as a new iPhone can cost anywhere from $649 to $849 for a low-end model. The cost may be waived depending on how many people sue, and the company is set to pay at least $310 million under the terms of the settlement. That's a lot of money. A lot of money. And for anyone that have put their lawsuit in the head, I know that you guys are gonna get thousands of dollars, but I remember, I don't know if how true the story is from like Reddit, but what I've heard from Reddit, and don't get me right about this too, but what I've understood was that for the ones that have put in the lawsuit ahead of anyone else, it looks like there a lot of people have now gonna start getting thousands of dollars. I think 3,400 on this case, which is absolutely a good amount of money compared to $25, to be quite honest. Then let's see here, and where I left off. Oh, there we go. The cost may vary depending on how many people sue. The company is set to pay at least $310 million under the terms of the settlement. Okay, so next paragraph here. For the part, Apple is denying r wrongdoing in the case and said it was only agreeing to avoid the cost and burden associated with the lawsuit. Any U.S. owner of the iPhone 6, 6 Plus, 6S, 6S Plus, oh, there we go. There's more models. Jeez, I almost forgot the 6S and 6S Plus, 7 Plus or SE that ran on iOS 10.2.1 or any of the later operating systems are covered by the settlement. Users of the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, which ran iOS 11.2 or later before December 21st, 2017, are also covered by the settlement, which is good. And I hope for those of you that still have the 6, 6 Plus, 6S, 6S Plus, or 7 Plus, or the SE, what my friend has, I definitely recommend you guys go ahead and filling out that lawsuit. However, totally recommend that you can get your $25 back, which if it was me, I'd do the same. Apple consumers said their phone performance slowed down after they installed Apple software updates. The customers contended that Apple software updates initially degraded the performance of older models to encourage consumers to unnecessarily upgrade to newer models or install new batteries, which is wrong of them. Lawyers for Apple said that the problems were mainly due to high usage temperature changes and other issues that is engineers try to address problems as quickly as possible. Biggest fail. Holy crap. And that's a way to defend Apple like that too. I doubt something I don't believe. So continuing on. In February, Apple was fined $27 million by the French government for the same issue. Wow, that's a still big amount from the French government. Holy crap. As we reported at the time, a couple of years ago, Apple released an iOS update 10.2.1 and 11.2 that introduced a new feature for older devices. If your battery is getting old, iOS would cap peak performance as your battery might not be able to handle peak performance of power draw. The result of those peaks is that your iPhone might shut down abruptly. So yeah, pretty bad on Apple. Yeah, well, that's what I say, rotten to the core. So damn rotten. So that what makes me mad about this even in the first place, just reading about this in TechCrunch. Very upsetting for a company that's supposed to have high standards, but apparently not. Let's see. App and the issue here, many users may have noticed that the phone will get slower when they play a game, for instance. But they didn't know that replacing the battery would fix that. Some users may have bought new phones even though their existing phone was working fine. Yeah. Talk about a huge ass screw up and a rotten Apple. So normally I don't go over through the comments on any of the blogs, tech blogs. So normally I don't read any. And this is something that was very, very interesting coming from a TechCrunch comment down below, which actually I read, which is really cool to read. And it states, I upgraded our 6S phones 2 years ago when the batteries wouldn't make it through the day. Spent $2,000 on two new X's with exponential camera. Now new phones are out with great new camera features, and both of our phones' photo quality has gone to crap. No, $50 doesn't help. I buy quality expecting to hold up. I truly love Apple products, but disappointed. On the other hand, as long as I hang on to my Apple stocks, the gains continue to pay for upgrades after all. Isn't that why they do it? Continue sales by APPL, which for me, I don't care. I don't want to buy Apple stocks. To me, they're not going to do good after this too, because I think a lot of people at this point already know that they went ahead and screwed up the consumer base, the fan base of Apple. I just think this is leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Even reading TechCrunch right there, even especially how awful they want to go through and screw up their customers. And as much I would like to see a good company or a good company not go fall down, it's about time that you anyone can now do this right now is stop putting your brand loyalty and set aside your brand loyalty for a moment and look at this right here. You have many phones right now, like especially Samsung, LG, Motorola, Huawei, and other brands out there you can pretty much buy at this point. To me, personally, there's so many brands that you don't have to stick brand loyalty. In fact, I love the Android operating system on these phones. I have a phone that I purchased all the way from Germany, which is a Samsung A7. I love the A7. Now, I'm sure the only problem is that I wish the battery could hold a lot longer. But regardless of it too, it does make it throughout the day. If you're traveling throughout a long trip or whatever it may be, yeah, that's good too. Now, my problem is that those German phones are regional lock. They're not going to work with American SIM cards, which there's a reason behind everything, of course. But you can't make everything work for you. And now, would I say that this phone was a huge mistake? Really, not at all. I really love this phone from a Samsung from all the way from Germany. Sure, it was kind of expensive purchase of a $300 phone, but let's put it this way too. Would I rather pay $1,000 for an iPhone 10, or would I rather pay for a $348 phone all the way from Germany? I go for the opposite and pretty much say the obvious is going to be the $348 phone from Germany, basically. But however, too, the iPhone models are cheaper, and you guys can go ahead and pretty much pay for a good quality phones for less than the amount of an iPhone. And especially that the so-called premium brand, Apple of all companies, will go and screw their customers up. And I may have had talked this previously on the past about this too. And I think, as far as I can see, the consumers are just as smarter than we've seen many, many of our yesteryears, seeing how tech was like before. And I can definitely see so many people can look at this and say, yeah, I don't think I no longer want to trust a company that will screw me up big time too. And then the downside of it too, with any of these phones, it's not just Apple, but all these other operating systems, even if you decide to upgrade the phone to the new OS, guess what? If you're having an issue with the OS, why can't you not downgrade the OS without having to root your phone? That's something I don't understand. I really don't understand about that too. And for anyone still holding your Apple brand loyalty, I feel bad for you. I quite honestly say that too. Truly. And I am not sorry what I am about to say anyways, or what I've just said. Either way. Now, however, I want to just go ahead and mention one thing is that the article in TechCrunch does not mention how any of the customers get $25 from this settlement. So that's something it does not explain. I have an article pull up from the Chicago Tribune, which actually brings this up for more details, which about the $25 from Apple in settlement over performance slowdowns, which goes a bit in detail, which I'll read up a bit here, which states iPhone owners could get $25 from Apple after the company agreed to pay up to $500 million to sell claims over intentionally slowing down older phones to preserve older batteries. Apple and lawyers representing iPhone consumers agreed to a deal stemming from Apple's 2017 admission that it was slowing down phone performance in older models to avoid unexpected shutdowns related to battery fatigue. Boof. And let's see here, where can the customers get their settlement from here? If you read it down the bottom in the Chicago Tribune, it states iPhone users who were named in the class action lawsuit will get up to $3,500 each. So that's good news for those were named in the class action lawsuit. So good on you for everyone involved getting their $3,000, because for anyone that spent about when the 6 and the 7 came out, like, I don't know, $600 or $800 price tag, you guys just the consumers definitely deserve that kind of money compensation back, because that's still a lot of money, quite honestly. Which says even that price of $3,500, I could literally spend it on almost anything if I wanted to, really. So good on them. Good on the consumers. The rest of the settlement money will be distributed to owners of iPhone 6, 6S, 7, and SE models who meet eligibility requirements related to the operating system they had running. They must file claims to get the reward. If too many people file, the $25 amount could shrink. A federal judge in San Jose, California, still needs to approve the settlement. So that's where we are at right now. So this is something that we're going to have to wait and see at the moment, because, again, this is pretty much very new news from yesterday on the 2nd, talking about this on the 3rd. So we may even hear this probably within the next couple days from now. So yeah, that's what we're going to have to do right there. So I will definitely keep myself up to date with the news at hand. Now, however, Apple is a very legendary company and a very, very big company. But this practice right here, I'm deeply, deeply disappointed with the company's practice right here too. And I'm not happy. Even I've only owned one iPhone model in the past, which is the 5S. And for me, looking at this, I would never own another iPhone model even in my entire lifetime again. Especially, it's just going to put a bad taste in my mouth. In fact, I think they're going to, people are going to even look into this further and say, really, if they're going to end up making new phones each and every year, then I think where's the point of having to spend more money on phones that the battery will end up eventually degrading on me so quickly. So look at this here. I don't know why I would ever purchase a phone that's going to hurt the battery on an iPhone too. Sure, and I'm sure there are people out there listening that still have their brand loyalty with Apple. I'm not all crazy about Apple. I'm not crazy about the iPad, nor your stupid iWatch or the Apple Watch, whatever the hell they call them. But regardless, it's just not for me. And I think at this point, me and a friend have said about this, and even we've talked about this earlier enough. He even said that I'm going Android, full on Android. I was like, whoa. I said, really? So yeah, because after reading about this article, I don't think I'm ever going to jump into being a Apple person anymore. And this kind of tells you right there that the more people see this, I think people will end up dropping a hard rock on Apple's face, seeing that this is a terrible, terrible move. And this is where you should not screw with customers. From the very get-go right there too. And also, you guys can go ahead and feel free to comment or put a anchor listener, however you call this. Oh, anchor listener support notes, or put your notes on Anchor. Let me know what you think. Are you a fan of Apple? What do you think about this right here too? Because as a tech guy myself too, and someone that I have looked on Apple for many, many years, I find this disappointing, to be quite honest with you, especially with Apple. And look, I know as an Android user myself, I don't drink the Google Kool-Aid or the Android Kool-Aid, because not completely, because I don't hold that kind of that strong loyalty of a Google fanboy, which I don't. But I just think that there people will end up buying brand new phones every year just because it's Apple on everything. That's the reason why it is too. And especially when my further comment with it is that I could tell probably by this quarter that not just the second quarter, but the third quarter and the fourth quarter coming up, their sales are going to definitely drop because of this news. But then also that what's going to affect Apple the most, just as the most, is because of the corona situation over there. That's all over China, and I know the workers can't really go back to work on till March 11th, so that's going to hurt them the most. So either way, guys, put your comments, tell me what you think about it too, because I'm actually very very interested what you think about this whole mess with Apple. So going on further, I've pretty much said my say with Apple, and pretty much this episode was mostly of it a Apple rant for the most part. But regardless, this has to be said and this has to be brought up, because I don't even think nobody is going to look into this within another quick second, because I think by the time this news passes on, people are going to forget so quickly about this too. So I know there's lo fan Apple loyal fanboys out there, but honestly, don't give a shit. If they complain to me, who cares? But regardless, I hope you've enjoyed this 30 plus minutes of my rant. So anyways, my socials are down below. I am pretty much everywhere. Twitter, VK, Minds, and so much more out there too, except for Facebook, because they suck. And also, I am pretty much on every podcast service of your choice, so look me up from there, which is Leon LeGray Podcasts. So anyways, folks, enjoy yourself, have a great rest of the day, and hopefully if I find more stories like this, this is definitely worth ranting about too. So if you have any stories to share to me, put them on Anchor notes or Anchor voice record, because definitely love to hear what you guys, what other stories I should cover up on technology. Anyways, guys, so long and so forth. We go. Peace.